There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season. And joining us this morning is a good friend, Ken Kukurowski, from the Bayer Advance Company. And we're going to talk about some of the things that maybe some of us should have done a little earlier on, but with the snow we couldn't. Some of you have already done it, and that's a great thing. But we just want to remind you that, you know, now is the time to start to control some of the weeds in your lawn. Ken, good morning.
We're having a bit of trouble getting a hold of Ken this morning.
Okay. Haven't been able to reach him?
Not yet. I'm going to keep giving him a try here.
Okay. When you reach him, you'll let me know. Okay. Now, Ken has been with Bayer Advance for many, many years. He's been on the program for many years also, and does a great job in letting us know what we should be doing to control insects and disease problems throughout the garden. It's Bayer has come out with some fantastic products that will really help you to do a good job in your lawn, in a wide variety of chemical as well as organic products that are all safe to use in the environment around your gardens. And again, they work. They're safe to use. You follow the directions, and you shouldn't have any problems using some of these products. And it does get to a point that you do have to make a few changes to get everything done. And it will help. Okay. Let's see here.
Yeah. Hey. I'm still having a bit of trouble getting hold of Ken, but if you would like, I've got a couple callers that have questions.
Okay, why don't we take the first question?
Okay, we've got Jack from New Hampshire, and he's got a problem with the bark on his apple trees.
Okay. Jack, good morning. How can we help you with your fruit trees?
Hi, Jack. Hi, Paul. Listen, I've got the apple trees. I've had about 20 years. And this winter, as soon as the snow melted, I noticed that some of the bark was peeling back in strands off some of the branches, and I was wondering what might be causing that.
Was there any chew marks, or was it just kind of shredding?
Just shredding off the branches. I walk over, and it just peels off in shreds.
But all of the buds on that branch were still intact?
Yeah, it's just barely starting to bud. You know, again, we had quite a bit of snow. It seems like everything is very late, so it doesn't. Even the budding seems to be slow.
Yeah. You could say it. I still have, in my backyard, a good 12 to 18 inches because it doesn't get a lot of sun back there. The front of the house, there are many empty spots, but where the snow plow went by and where the drifts got to be the deepest, it's still 1 to 3 to 4 feet high in those areas. So things are really, really behind for us in the Northeast. New England, New York, New Jersey, parts of Pennsylvania, they're really having a delayed season. And when it breaks, it's going to break all at the same time. And then we'll really have a lot of fun.
I've just never seen this. I've had these trees a number of years. I've just never seen them do this where this bark just shreds right off. It's really disturbing to see it.
Yep. Is it over the whole tree or just here and there?
Just here and there. I have three large trees, and it's only on one of them is just here and there. The other one has one branch, and then the third tree is not at all. And they're all in the same area within 20 feet of each other.
Okay. Did you see any animal tracks on the ground in the snow?
No. No.
Hmm.
And I did briefly go on the internet, and it said something about the wet soil, that I wasn't mulching enough, possibly.
Yeah, but if these were mature plants, I mean, how long have they been in there?
They've been in there over 20 years.
Yeah, then if it was the new plant, then I would say yes. But a plant that's been in the ground 20 years, there's no way that would help it have a problem, because they're well established. And we haven't had that much rain. We've had a lot of snow. The snow has melted, and fortunately for most of us, it hasn't caused any flooding. So we've been very, very fortunate. It's been gradual and has not been a problem flooding-wise. What I would do at this point is I would hold off until the tree begins to make foliage and see what happens to the branches where the bark shredded. It could be some winter damage. It could be that maybe some animal got into the tree, like porcupine, and did some shredding. It could be deer, but the deer will usually take out the flower buds and the leaf buds on the tips of the branches and eat the actual new growth that was made last year. So for now, I would just, if you're able to feed it, I would get a crowbar and come out to the drip line of the branches and make a hole with the crowbar about a foot deep. If the frost is all gone, that's great. And put a half a handful of a product like Plant Tone fertilizer, and then just fill the rest of the hole in, water it well. When the rains come, that'll wash it in. It's all organic, it's all natural, it won't burn, and it will last 12 to 16 weeks to motivate some new growth on that plant, and let's see what happens. But it sounds like some kind of animal has been chewing on it or ripping at it. Sometimes certain birds are looking for nesting material, and they'll land in the tree, they'll take their claws, scratch through the bark, and cut it into like a ribbon, and then they'll take it off and use it to line their nest. So
I've actually touched the bark, and it just really seems separated from the wood.
Yep.
You can almost peel it off. It just really seems to separate right off. I'll use the Plant Tone and see if that helps.
Okay, where, where the bark is coming off, is it green underneath or is it brown?
The wood or underneath the bark. The wood. I mean, it just exposes the inner wood, and it just comes away. I walked up the other day, and the shredding. I had pulled some of the shredded bark back, and the more had shredded off. I mean, it's on the branches that it's occurring. It just seems like it can peel away like a banana.
Wow!
Just really, really easily. It's really. I was hopeful that you would recognize it immediately, so I'll try the plant tone. It is the darkest tree. It gets the least amount of sun.
Yeah,
it is in the lowest spot, has the most damage. So that's why I thought it had something to do with the soil. The plant tone should be helpful, huh? And
the other thing I would do if there's small branches that are totally shredded, I would cut those off and cut it back till you hit healthy tissue. Trees have the ability to replace missing growth very, very quickly. So by removing the shredded, damaged branches on the tree, feeding it with the plantone, when the buds do break, the new growth will replace the missing branches that you prune back to get rid of the damage. I would try that.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizer in Gloucester, Mass. Are you ready to get out and do some gardening? Do you plant vegetables, herbs, or flowers? Do you want to have green, healthy, weed, and grub-free lawns all organically? Then Neptune's Harvest Fertilizers are for you. Neptune's Harvest is family-owned, local, and sustainable. You can really feel good about using our products, and the results are truly amazing. Our organic fertilizers can be used on everything you grow. Benefits include increased yield and quality, better tasting and more nutritious produce, less insect and disease damage, no deer problems, and bright, vivid flowers. We even have a turf formula designed for lawns. To see testimonials and photos of the unbelievable results achieved, please visit NeptunesHarvest.com. Neptune's Harvest comes in retail and bulk sizes and can be found at your local garden store. Give Neptune's Harvest a try this year. You'll be glad you did. Neptune's Harvest, products from the ocean to set your plants in motion.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co, BidBit.co.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Ken Kukurowski. We had a little problem this morning, but we got it all taken care of. And we're really excited to have Ken join us today to try and give you an idea on what you should be doing in your lawn so that the weeds don't take over. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all your radio listeners this morning.
It's great to have you on, and I understand in the Carolinas, the dogwoods and the red buds are all in bloom.
Well, the red buds were first, and they're a little bit post bloom now. Dogwoods are in full bloom right now, and so is the pine pollen. So while the dogwoods look good, there's yellow pine pollen everywhere.
Yeah, I know. And that's, allergy-wise, it's got to be terrible for everybody.
It is. Paul, it is what it is.
It is. Now, Ken, once everybody gets their lawns raked and clean and get all the dead grass and pine needles and leaves, what's the first step that they should do on their lawn?
Well, Paul, if you have broadleaf weeds that have lingered from last fall, or if you still have broadleaf weeds that are summer annuals from last year, one thing that you can do is to take them out with a post-emergent product that will control them. Take them out of your yard and out of your hair. But we developed, at Bayer Advance, we developed a product that both takes them out and prevents new broadleaf weeds from germinating in your yard for 6 months. We call it season-long weed control, and it's a mixture of phenoxy herbicides and isoxaben, which is the pre-emergent material. And the key thing to do after you've made this application is then take care of your lawn, feed your lawn, water your lawn, so the grass can take up those spaces where the weeds used to be, so you have a healthy turf lawn. Because that's what our goal is to have a healthy turf lawn.
Right. And you've got a really unique product, because most of the products out there now only kill the adult. And last fall, they made seeds that they scattered throughout the whole yard. So with your Bayer Advanced season-long weed control, you kill the adult that's all mature and all the seeds that they spread all over the yard.
Yes, that's exactly it. In fact, Paul, for my yard, I use it twice a year. I use it in the springtime to take care of summer annuals. I don't like to have to go out every 2 or 3 weeks and spray when I get new weeds that pop up in my lawn. So I make one application in the spring. Usually, here it'll be about the 1st of May. And then I also take care of a second application in the late summer or the fall for the winter annuals, for the chickweeds, for the henbits, which germinate late in the year and throughout the winter. and you see them in your yard next spring, or you know, if you see a lot of chickweed in your lawn now, that's a weed you probably should have sprayed last fall. And if you make an application of season-long weed control in the late summer and the fall, it'll take care of the existing ones. The ones that germinate later after you've made the spray will not. They won't sprout because the pre-emergent will control them. And essentially, in the springtime, you'll have a chick-free, chickwood, chickweed, easy for me to say, huh? Chickweed-free lawn. I'm still thinking Easter and chickens.
Yeah. Now, can we kill or prevent crabgrass at the same time?
Yes. Now, this product does not work on crabgrass. So if you were to use a pre-emergent, whichever your favorite pre-emergent crabgrass is, material is, you can make the application at the same time, yes. One will work on broadleaf weeds, the one that we're talking about, season-long weed control. The other one, your favorite pre-emergent crabgrass material, will work on crabgrass. And, of course, different products last for different lengths of time. And so you want to check that on the label on the bag for your crabgrass material.
Okay.
And if the crabgrass gets away from you, and we can talk about this later in the summertime, we have products, Bayer Advanced has products to work post-emergent to take out your crabgrass. But right now it's a little bit early to talk about that.
Okay, so for now we should get the lawn clean and try and take care of the broadleaf weeds so we don't allow them to come into bloom, make seed, blow all over the place,
right,
and make it even worse. And at the same time, your Bayer Advanced season long will take care of any seed that were deposited in the late summer or in the fall of the year. So it's like a 1-2 punch to help clean up the lawn.
Right. If your neighbors don't take care of their weeds and the weed seeds blow into your yard, you're protected.
Well, when I used to live in Massachusetts, I had a neighbor that was like that, and I always would go onto his lawn about 25 feet and kill a barrier. He never knew what was going on. He couldn't understand it, but it worked real well. Hey, Ken, can you hold on for a little bit? We'll talk a little bit more. That'd be great. Thank you. Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. It's Sunday, and we're talking with Ken Kukurowski. We just discussed what we should do for the lawn to get it back in shape. And now let's talk about some of the insects. You know, they've been asleep all winter. They're waking up, they're hungry, and they're looking for food. Ken, what do we do now for the bugs that are outside looking to come inside the house?
Well, Paul, the first thing you have to sometimes admit is that the builder put your house on a big anthill, because it seems that the first pests that we see in the springtime are ants. They're very opportunistic. They're very good at foraging for food, and they're the first ones that you see, and the first ones that certainly I see here in my house. But a trick that I learned when I was working with pest control years and years ago is that they have found that if you do a perimeter treatment on the outside foundation of your house, and you do this three or four times a year, general insect control perimeter treatment or something like that is what they all call it, that will take care of 80 to 90% of the problems that you could have indoors. And this has been proven by a lot of university research also. You take care of the pests outdoors. They don't come indoors. So one thing that we developed, even before our professional people in Bayer, we developed a product called Complete Insect Control for Soil and Turf. And this is something we'll talk about later for grubs and chinch bugs and fire ants on your yard. But right now you could use this product to make an application around your property, spraying the foundation about 3 feet up and on the ground about 3 feet away from the foundation. And it will do a very good job of taking care of those ants, but also earwigs, centipedes, millipedes, sow bugs, wood roaches, all those creatures that are outside and that are looking for a way to get inside. Now, one thing that people have to understand also is they've got to clean the brush away from their house. If you've got, you know, plants that are growing right up to the house, you've got wood piles against the house, you got to clean that away because those are harborages for these insects. And you want to, you know, make yourself have a clear path around the outside of your house. Make that application with Complete Insect Control. And if you do it at least 2 times a year, but if you do it as often as the pest control people do it for their accounts, you will be very, very happy with the lack of extra six-legged creatures inside your house throughout the year.
Now, is there something that we can use inside the house if they're already in?
Oh, yes. We have a number of products, and competition does too, but we have a number of products that you can use. Home Pest Plus Germ Killer that is a spot treatment for roaches and ants if they're inside. We developed this year a gel bait that works for roaches that has a metered dose packaging so that you don't have to worry about overdosing or underdosing. It's called Home Pest Roach Gel Bait, and it works for 6 months. So it stays viable for 6 months. So it's a attractive bait for roaches for 6 months. These are products that you can use indoors. These are products that you can use outdoors. You read the label when you're in the store, and you'll find the right product to use for the right situation, and you'll be in good shape.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, the frost is out of the ground, and the trees are getting ready to pop their buds, and it won't be long before that happens. And there's a couple of trees that a lot of us have a problem. And that's the Canadian hemlock with the woolly adelgid and birch trees. And people love birches, but they get that puffiness, that bubbling effect from the leaf miner. And I can remember my dad spraying it, and he'd be all covered with the spray. And the top half of the tree would still be a problem. The bottom looked great. What does Bayer have that will eliminate us getting soaked with this chemical and safe for these trees to control the insect?
Well, there's probably two things you can do, Paul. First of all, only have nearsighted friends come over that can only see very, very closely, and they can't see the top of the trees, then they won't notice that problem on the top. That's one. And we don't want to choose our friends that way. But the second thing is we developed a drench product that you use, that you apply to the ground at the base of trees. It's called Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub, and we have it in a liquid form or a granule form. And if you follow the label directions, it'll explain to you how to dose the product properly. You know, you have to go up to the tree, and you have to measure the circumference around the tree at chest height, and that's going to tell you exactly how much product to use for that size tree. Water it in, apply it to the base of the tree, water it in, and the roots of the tree and the xylem, the water movement part, the plumbing part of the tree, will take the chemical up throughout the tree, and it'll control birch leaf miner, and it'll control hemlock woolly adelgid. And quite frankly, for those two pests, you can make an application now. You're right. We don't have frozen soil. You have to be careful if you had waterlogged soil. So if you had too much rain in the last week or so, wait a little bit. But this is a good time to control for birch leaf miner, and this is the second best time for controlling for hemlock woolly adelgid. The best time would be late summer, but this is still a very good time. And that is a pest, the hemlock woolly adelgid. It is a pest that will kill your hemlock tree. If you procrastinate, the tree will die. It's as simple as that.
And I've seen, Ken, some Canadian hemlocks 50, 60 feet tall, and they had to woolly adelge it. I told the homeowners that if they didn't take care of it, they were going to lose it. And they said, well, that's a big tree. It's been there for 50 years. It can take care of itself. And sure enough, a couple of years later, the tree was dead.
Yeah.
And well, it was a big part of their landscaping.
Well, again, we're talking about an invasive pest. We're talking about a pest that's come in from someplace else, not from North America. And there are other ones that we've talked about. Japanese beetle is one. Emerald ash borer is one. And these come in from someplace else, and it's a potpourri of food here that they didn't have where they were in possibly in Asia or possibly in parts of Europe. And those tip the balance that we have here in North America when those invasive pests come in. When that happens, you have to do something to help the tree out.
Yeah, it does make a big difference. And I know when my dad was able to spray the birches, that it seemed to make them stronger. And they didn't bend as much. They grew a lot better. They had the foliage had better coloration on it. And the white bark became whiter sooner on the younger shoots coming from that plant. So if we can get the leaves to stay green and insect free, it's going to help those birches to really grow and thrive on your property.
You know that's the way plants live. They make their energy with sunlight that comes into the leaf, and the stronger the leaf is, the stronger the energy making machine in the tree is.
Right. Now, for plants that flower, and we have a problem with insects, what is your recommendation, Ken?
Well, you are never, never, ever permitted to spray flowers on plants with any insecticide. And new research is now showing that we have to stay away from spraying fungicides on flowers also. I've said this before, and I say it again, the best thing that I found for myself, and I've got a number of different roses in my property here, we pick the roses, we put them in vases in the house, and then we spray the plants. If it's a tight bud, I'll spray a tight bud, but I won't spray an open flower. So if I have to spray for black spot, if I have to spray for any insects or powdery mildew or anything like that, I pick the roses, we enjoy them inside, and then I make a spray.
So you basically remove all of the flowers on that plant just so there's no possibility of the fungicide or insecticide hurting our pollinators.
Right. Well, you know, also, we should be deadheading our flowers anyways. When we talk about having healthier plants to grow bigger flowers, whether it's roses or other annuals, when you deadhead, you're letting the plant put their energy towards new flowers instead of trying to set seeds for the old flower that's dying. So I love to deadhead. It takes time, but I love to deadhead. When I'm out deadheading, the phone's not ringing and I'm not taking care of emails, which is kind of nice.
I know exactly what you meant, because when I first started working in the gardening industry, I worked weekends for this retired man who ended up getting me in college, and I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for this man. His name is Seaford Smith out of Marshfield, Massachusetts, and he had a huge flower garden that he had me plant, and on Saturday my first job was to deadhead, and I'd say, well, you know, the garden still looks good. And he said, Paul, if you don't take the dead flowers off your plant, it's going to take its energy to make a seed. So, and those seeds won't do you any good. So if you take all the flowers off that are faded, the plant's going to make new buds, new flowers, and give you more color. So I, after experimenting and trying it without him knowing it on a couple of things, I could see the difference, and the flower production was almost double on plants that I deadheaded, as much as I hated to do it, but I did it, and I learned.
You were young. Now you're old, and now you appreciate it.
I'll get you for that one.
I know you will.
No, it's true. You know, there are certain things that you need to do. You may not like it, but in the long run, it's really, really going to help.
That's
so, I mean, yeah, so take, you know, those of you listening, take some of Ken's ideas. And if you have Canadian hemlock, if you have birches, the trees are getting ready to pump that sap up to the top of the tree. Get some tree and shrub, measure the circumference, mix it in a bucket, and just pour it around the base of the tree. And that way you won't be like my dad, who had a sprayer that only went up 15 feet trying to treat a birch that was 20, 25, 30 feet tall, and half of it looked good and half of it didn't. And you're not getting that chemical all over you. And it's safe, it's effective. Kill those weeds before they have a chance. Fertilize the lawn to fill in where you've killed off the weeds. And that way your grass will stay thick and weed-free. And if you do get a few later on, then you can spot treat them. You don't have to treat the whole lawn. Just treat the weeds where you have a problem.
Exactly.
Ken, as usual, you've been great. We appreciate all your information. And we thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome, Paul.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are excited because we're going to get outside and do a little bit of planting. A lot of your garden centers are getting pansies. Oh, there's nothing prettier than a pot of pansies on your front step. And I know some of you still can't plant, but if you can't, you go to your garden center. If you've got your own pot, buy pansies in trays. If you don't, they probably have bowls or containers already filled with beautiful pansies. And don't worry about the weather. When I first started working in this business, every year we would bring in the pansies, and within a week we'd get 4 or 5 inches of snow. And the first year, I brought them all in. Drove me crazy. The second year, my boss said, leave them alone. Leave them outside. They got covered with snow. We went out when the snow was over. It was only 3 or 4 inches. We picked up the trays. We shook them. We put them back in the snow. And they did beautiful. So they'll take the coal. They'll give you color. And that happy face will say, hey, cheer up. Spring is coming. The snow is melting. And you'll be complaining they'll be too hot real soon. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Massachusetts. And he's got a question about his dwarf plum tree.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Paul, I have a family member who's thinking of planting a dwarf plum tree.
Okay.
And my concern is nowadays you hear about GMOs and non-GMOs. So I was wondering if you could tell me, is a dwarf plum tree a GMO?
No.
And the second part of my question is, if dwarf fruit trees are not found that way in nature, how do they make them? like that? How do they turn them into dwarfs?
What they do for a fruit tree is they found through years of experimenting, and it's usually done through the universities or through the orchard society by state, where they've done research, and they found that certain trees have a root system that will control the size of the plant. So what they do is they'll plant that particular fruit tree, let it come up, let it get rooted, and then cut the top off and graft the variety that they want, and it makes the tree grow smaller so that you can buy a semi-dwarf or a dwarf. Now, a standard apple will get up to be 25 feet tall, maybe even taller. A semi-dwarf will get in the 15-foot range, and then in the dwarf, you're talking 6 to 7 feet tall, and they now even have columnar-type trees that grow with a single stem that you can grow in a whiskey barrel. But these are done by people who have re-engineered the tree to make it do what it wants. So it's a hybrid. GMO is something totally different. And GMO was developed by Monsanto. And that's the people that make cleanup. Okay? Not cleanup, Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've done, and we won't know the effect in our time. We'll know it in our children's time. And the government is partly responsible for this because Obama has made the president of Monsanto in charge of the Department of Agriculture. Now, what they've done is they have taken corn and in the breeding process have introduced a weed killer, Roundup, and they've put it into the seed so that the farmer can plant his field, the weeds come in, they can go in there with Roundup, spray and kill all the weeds and not hurt the corn. And they've been doing this for a long time, and it's scary, and my wife is totally horrified by it. Dow.
Is all corn in the supermarket this type of corn?
The problem is the government will not, as of yet, allow them to label it as GMO-free. And there are a few states that do. The state of Maine, where I live, does label GMO.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.